Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Hey, you beautiful bastards. Our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is doing a couple of live shows in our home state of Melbourne because the world's fallen apart and we can't travel. This Saturday, we're at the Comedy Republic in the city and there are about 5-odd tickets left for that bad boy. Then, on August the 1st, we're part of the Melbourne Podcast Festival. Against all better judgment, we're going to be asking the question, how would you curse a small village? The last time we attempted that question, we couldn't release the episode to the general public. So, if you want to be part of history where three idiots with bad brains get banned from a festival, links to the tickets are in the show notes.
Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
You're ready to, like, roll out of the way of some sort of, like, ground-based attack, but then tiny tendrils of thorny vines shoot out and scratch at you. Natty one.
Hey,
hey! Hey! She kills herself on purpose.
The beast within. Make a DC 18 wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, you are subject to the polymorph spell.
Come on.
Rabbit.
Come on.
Right now in the camp, you think it's just you.
Say what? Here's all our equipment back. Let's just quickly put that on if you need it.
Oh, good.
Who dice player are you?
Oh, yeah. I don't mind to throw a bit of dice.
Yeah.
Do you want to, I challenge you later?
Oh, let's when we get back to camp, maybe we'll have
I'm
a couple of dice.
Very good.
We'll have a couple of rounds of dice, shall we say, yes.
All of these people's money will go to their next of kin, mm-hmm. and you will actually still be indebted to give, like, the money that they would have been owed on this mission.
Okay.
The idea is that it's kind of like a pension or a buy-in scheme where if you were to fail, these people would do it for you. And then you are going in search of that woven creature?
Why are we going in search of that woven tree? If we mark the tree, and I think we heard it, hopefully it doesn't notice us.
You spend a day walking westward. You know you're traveling westward, and you know you're getting in. Well, actually, no, you get in among the Ironwood Forest trees here. Mm. But you can't find the big tree that you're looking for.
Tell you what, I'm just going to wait a second. I'm going to, I think I've seen this, one of my clan do this before. So I remember seeing a hawk, and they're very good at eyesight. So, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to concentrate very hard. I'm going to turn into a hawk. But don't worry, I'll be right back. Mm. So you're going to watch me do it.
Uh-huh.
It's completely me.
Okay.
I can't really communicate with you, but I can nod and do some scratches. So,
what do the scratches mean?
So let's say I'll tap my one foot. So one tap is yes, two taps is no.
What if you're trying to make up your mind and I don't know if it's a slow no?
Okay, I'll do three quick taps if I'm if it's a maybe. Like a,
that was two.
That was two. I fucked up. I'll do three taps for a maybe.
Okay.
Okay. So three taps for a maybe, one for yes, two for no. Yeah.
How long should I wait to know it's just you finished?
Like they say, like a 6 seconds.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, why don't you just stay put?
Okay.
And I will turn into a hawk, or like maybe an eagle. Yes. What's got a better eyesight?
Well, eagle eye is a common phrase, but hawk eye is that fucking guy.
Yeah, he is that fucking guy.
And he was very astute.
He was quite astute. He knew what was going on. He knew a thing or two about a thing or two. I'll turn into an eagle, Adam.
Okay, you turn into an eagle. Even in the form of an eagle, doing a little circle around you. How long can you be an eagle?
An hour.
An hour? You spend an hour searching. Obviously, you also need to try not to get too far away from Big T. So you are...
I'll go up a tree.
The trees here are quite large. Are you going to? Well, you don't know that he's doing that unless you say something to that effect before you transform.
No, I said you wait here and guard the items.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
The second possum gets higher than my head height, I feel sick. I still don't get that. No one's allowed to be up higher than my head.
The hour you spend, unfortunately, reveals no extra information, and you land, or maybe just as night is falling. Still not sure. You know you're in the right area. You'll just have to either search through the night if you want it to be a bit dangerous or continue this tomorrow.
Right. I think I wasn't quite sure. I couldn't quite find it. I'll do a quick cast with Speak with Animals again and see if I can find another hooter or a lizard. Anything kind of, perhaps even something bigger like a deer or something that's a bit more.
What do you want to find?
Initially, I want to find some kind of a winged creature.
Well, you can. You find, let's say name a specific type of bird. You did quite well. Name the type of bird you'd like to find.
I'd like to find, I guess, again, what other kind of night birds are there apart from owl? All I can think of is owl.
Bring the same one back. Bring him back. Start a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
There's nightingales.
Possum. It's not a bird.
Bird. I'll find, nightingale. Go with that.
Nightingale? Sure.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
wait. Timer, start. Hi.
Hey, hello there, Mr. Miss Nightingale.
Miss Nightingale.
Miss Nightingale, nice to meet you. Hi, my name is, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Glubble.
Hi.
Yes, hi. I'm just wondering, have you seen a big creature that flies around here? Or even a very, very, very big tree? We're after the biggest tree in the area. You wouldn't happen to know where it was.
Highs or lows?
Highs. Is that a yes or no?
That was their response.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Do you know where it was?
What?
Do you know where this very large tree is by any chance? The largest. Do you know where have you visited?
This is big. And they hop on the tree they're on.
Yes, and I'm looking for something a bit bigger.
They look so confused. They fly to another tree that is slightly bigger nearby. This is big.
Yes, I think I'm looking for a bit bigger. Do you usually hunt around these areas, or is it a bit further south or north or west?
So. I stay local.
Okay. Have you seen a very big, like a dragon type of worm? You know, a bit of dragon. You know,
yes.
You know what a dragon is?
Yes.
What's a dragon?
No.
Yes, never mind. Well, you have a good night.
Good night.
I'll have a look around for maybe like a shrew or perhaps a rat.
A shroom.
Shrew.
Oh, a shrew.
Yeah.
You search around, spending a bit of time. I'm going to drop it by 5 minutes.
Yes, yeah. Yes, like a medium, like a fox, actually, yes.
God, I get a, well...
Never mind.
You unfortunately cannot find any further animals.
Yes, that's
also, I get a bad boy card. 1 to 29.
Let's go with 3.
Suddenly a dragon attacks. The PCs are ambushed by a creature. I won't use it now.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't really find anything in the dark. Say what, shall we... Does this look quite safe for us to kind of rest for the night? Maybe we'll kind of find a bit of a nice camping area. I'll dig a hole.
Did you find some water? Good?
Actually, no, I need to find some water, Adam.
You what?
Water.
Yes, you want to look for water, I see. All right, you could find enough water to submerge yourself.
It always just creeps off me, you know. We'll camp here for the eve. Do you want first shift or should I take first shift?
I think that will be good. I'm staring at you being like, maybe my problem is that I'm not wet enough, because every time you get in the water, you seem much better.
Yeah, if you'd like to hop on in.
I'll stand with my feet in the end.
Yeah.
I'll keep watch. You go to sleep.
Yeah, you. Yes, good. That sounds good. Yes, well, I'll wake me up when a few hours has passed, and I'll take on watching.
Okay. I sit in like when you're sitting on the edge of a spa, you just want to dip your feet in.
All right.
I don't feel better. But I do feel wetter.
After a little while, Glubble, you are looking, you're like submerged, looking, just like relaxing, but kind of like staring off into space. And you see like the many rocks and pebbles that make the stream that feeds the little, I don't even know what you'd call it, like the little puddle that you are lying in and where Big T has their feet in. And you see two of the little stones look almost like eyes. And you amuse yourself imagining that you can see the shape of like a snout and a head within the rocks.
Look at that. Blink, blink, a blink, blink, a wig, wig. It's fun, splishy, splash.
The two rock eyes. Blink, blink.
Blink, blink.
I'm cashing in that card now. You are ambushed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
A colossal-looking creature launches itself. Actually, it's not that big. It's about the size of maybe... It's about the size of a big dog.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty big.
Like a big, big dog, though. Like, imagine the biggest dog you can.
So good. Big dogs are the best.
Yes, such a thick neck.
It launches itself out of the rocks and underwater at you. It lands on you and it bites down into you. You take 11 points of damage.
Holy shit.
Then its tail whips around and slams you in the side of the head, Big T, and you take 6 points of damage.
No, that's not good.
And then it's its turn again because it had a surprise round. It continues to attack. It hits you again.
Okay.
You take a further 9 points of damage.
I'm down.
And then Big T, it slams you again with its tail. You get hit again. You take 5 points of damage. Glubble, can you make your saving throw?
This is rude, Adam. 19.
19? One successful saving throw. And Big T?
Okay, I would like to go in with my glaive.
All right.
I'm a slave to the glaive.
You awkwardly unsling your glaive and swing at the creature.
The old unsling and swing.
You hit it. You strike it, dealing 12 points of damage. It growls at you like a dog might. It whips.
Bad. Bad.
It whips around and tries to bite you.
No. Bop it on the nose.
It bites.
Oh.
You take 9 points of damage.
Can I do my half and half for this one, please?
So that 9 points of damage is reduced by 5. So you take 4 points of damage instead. It tries to slam its tail into you.
Jesus.
Your armor class prevents it, though. Its tail slams into your side, but you manage to tank the blow. Then it is Glubble. Can you make another saving throw?
Yes, yes, I can. 18.
18, another successful saving throw. Big T, your turn.
I would like to rage.
All right. You begin foaming at the mouth. You swing your glaive again.
Absolutely, Adam.
You strike. This time you do 9 points of damage.
That's less than last time.
But you are now resistant to its damage. It's its turn. You're also still hurting it. That was a miss. That's a miss. And then its second attack is a hit. When it tries to bite you, you grab its snout and shove it into the dirt. Then when its tail whips around, you cop it full in the chin. You take half of that, so you take 2 points of damage. Glubble, another saving throw.
That is a 9.
9, one failed saving throw. Big T.
I would like to glaive again. Glaive!
Glaive, and you strike it again, dealing 10 points of damage.
Good.
The creature turns around and sprints into the forest. Combat's over. Global, saving throw.
11.
11? Finally, you are stabilized. You can, like, barely speak if you want. I'll allow you to, like, interact.
Stay out.
Big T. Do you just call out after it?
Yeah.
All right. I'll call that combat over. The creature was not going to fight to the death.
What was it? Not the comeback.
What was it?
A surprise.
Both of you can now make I guess I'd call it nature check to know what that creature was. Somehow Big T knows what this creature is.
Oh, no, I know.
It's a black guard drake.
It's a black guard drake.
They're a type of dragon, actually.
It's a type of dragon, actually. What?
They're a flightless dragon. They're a type of flightless dragon.
They can't fly.
Right, yeah.
And they are typically, they're intelligent but can't speak.
They don't know how to speak. They're not very clever.
This Drake was probably hunting you for food.
Oh, he's just hungry.
Ambush predator.
They sneak up.
Yes, they do.
They wait. Right.
They often, Black Guard Drake specifically, often just naturally start appearing in areas where black dragons live.
They usually are just where black dragons are. Right. Oh, no.
No. Perhaps that's the whim we're looking for, the worm, sorry, is the black dragon. That's good to know, because we are in that area. Well, this is perhaps very...
This doesn't feel like good news.
Yes, well.
All right, number between 1 and 3.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong there.
Ready for anything. Roll initiative with advantage.
Okay, well, I'm just going to quickly double tap heal myself, or okay. At least just heal myself.
Yes, can we go to sleep again?
And then we'll finish out.
You recover 10 hit points.
Yes, good. Just in case.
Can we finish our rest, Adam?
You haven't really started your rest.
Yes. Oh, so we got a whole rest ahead of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
You probably don't need to heal yourself.
Well, just in case another thing jumps on us.
Okay, that's pretty fair, actually. We'll
be a little bit prepared. Anyway, do you mind if you take the rest of the watch?
Yes.
Good. All right, well, it's just first watch, to be honest.
Okay, well, I'm going to have another.
You're taking first watch. Can I get you to roll the encounter die?
9.
No encounter? Are you taking a watch or are you just not?
No, I'll take a watch.
Okay, cool. Can you roll the encounter die?
8.
Your sleep goes by uneventfully. Both of you get a long rest. Tree Stump, when you wake up the next day, you still feel sick and your exhaustion level has increased to 2.
Huh. I was going to be like, hey, do I recover any of that exhaustion? That was my question. And you said a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a look at you.
I feel
They still
worse.
Feel cold and clammy. Yeah,
cold and clammy, which is perfect, really.
Now, to be fair, you are aware that something is wrong with Tree Stump, but you can't say what. You actually don't even know if it's poison or disease. It could be either.
If you're still feeling a bit sick tonight, let me know, and I'll make sure that I'm preparing something to we can get to the bottom of this. Anyway,
I keep feeling sick every night.
Yes, you do. Anyway,
now I feel worse.
Yeah. Well, look. Let's just. I'm going to cast Goodberry.
Mm-hmm.
To get to 10 good berries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, look, these will Just in case we need them, here's 5 good berries. Don't eat them yet.
What?
Oh, fuck's sake.
Do you really just eat the good berry? I mean, like, I think it's fine.
Does my character know what they do?
There's a new spell, so probably not. Okay. All right, well, here's...
I don't feel better. Do I feel better?
You've just eaten the equivalent of 5 meals, so well done.
I feel worse.
Wait, how many do you eat? How many berries?
Hang on, I don't know. What do good berries do?
It's fine. No, how many good berries did you give them?
5.
5. And you ate all 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. You aren't missing any hit points, so you don't recover any hit points. You feel very full.
Okay, so this was what I was going to say. It's a bit of, just in case we were separated or anything, I hope we're not.
You feel a bit bloated.
No. They've been consumed.
It doesn't really matter though, because they lose their potency after a day anyway.
Yes, so. True. So that was all just a hair. Well, look here. Take 3.
Don't
put them in your pocket, just in case you during the day if you wanted to feeling a bit quite low.
This is a home rule, by the way. It's not going to come up realistically, but maybe it will because this is a little bit of a sandbox game. So you could potentially find your place in a place. You could potentially find yourselves in a place without berries. But I make being able to find berries a prerequisite of this spell.
Ah, right.
You are fine. You're in a forest. I won't even make you check for it. It's fine. But on the off chance that you find yourself in not wilderness or uninhabitable wilderness, you can't cast Good Berry without berries.
That's fair.
So does Good Berry just recover health points?
Recover 1 hit point and it feeds you for a day.
Yeah. So it's like if you're very, very, very like, you know, quite low in health, which we are often where we find ourselves, just it's a quick way of topping ourselves up, just like on the fly. Just if we need to. And if we're hungry. So anyway, you're full. Anyway, here's three. You have them in your pocket if you need them. They're there. So anyway, let's be a bit wary of... Ashley, can I have a look at those footprints, maybe? Of... I'm terrible at this. But those footprints of the
Drake?
The Drake. Do you maybe have a big T here? The footprints. Do you know perhaps... You can see maybe where it's stalked off to.
Oh, let's have a look.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed, and sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon ours. Head on down to SansPantsRadio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening.
I'm good
at this. You assisting their role?
Yeah.
All right.
So anything, I mean, you'll probably...
Yeah, I think I'm better at it, aren't
yeah.
I?
Well, it's a survival check, so technically Glubble is better.
Oh. Okay, I'll assist. I won't assist Glubble then because I'm a neg one.
Oh, you're not going to assist? You search around, but it's hard. Mm. It happened yesterday. There's been rain since then.
Yes, right.
There's other things have come through in the meantime. You can find like where it starts, but you almost immediately lose it.
Oh, okay. Well, I know we're heading in the right direction for where that tree was. Let's just be on the lookout and just be a bit wary of that particular creature and perhaps some of its ilk. You know,
I'll get you to roll the encounter dice twice.
A six.
Six, you're fine.
Nine.
All right.
Nice.
You see hide nor hair. All right, so... You need to make a survival check to track down this tree.
Mm-hmm.
One of you can assist the other one. Would you like to... You're still not going to assist?
Could I
risky.
Maybe ask a deer or something like that? I don't know, cast speak down and ask them like deer or something like that to try and help with that survival check to get a bit of a direction?
I'll give you a plus one bonus.
Okay, cool. I'll do that.
You spend the day searching. And then after some time, maybe you also, you talk to a deer and the deer's like,
huh?
Huh? Went that away. It points a hoof in the direction. Doing animal voices is pretty good.
Here's a good berry, Mr.
Thank you.
No worries. Have a good day.
See you later. I'm a... Wait. No, I was trying to find a deer pun. Look, it's not important. Yes. The deer points you in the right direction.
Yes, thank you. Without you, I would have no idea. Good work.
Thank you.
Yes, it is good work. That deer loved its R's.
You, with the assistance of the deer, are finally able to locate what you imagine must be the tree. It is stupefyingly large.
Is huge.
It would take you maybe 15 to 20 minutes to do the circumference, to walk around it.
This is very impressive.
It's a big fucking tree. At first you think it's not a tree. You're like, it must be some sort of rock formation.
It's probably kind of a wall of some kind.
Yeah. But if you crane your neck upwards and look as high as possible, you can see right up the top, there is like a splayed out section where something is quite obviously made a nest of sorts.
Right. Well, I think it's made a nest. Right. Well, we'll get on the map. And we'll mark that where it is.
All right, that's 100 gold.
Yes. Do you think so there's no creature around right now?
No, it's not here now. You could stake this place out. It surely must come by here sometime.
Yes, right. Well, why don't you go and hide in the forest here? I'm just going to quickly...
Up a tree?
Not an upper tree. I'm going to quickly turn into that eagle again. I'm just going to have a quick look up there to kind of see what's going on. Perhaps we might get a bit of a bonus if we perhaps describe what is in this tree. You know, maybe kind of an add-on, if you will.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll turn into an eagle, and I'll fly up.
All right. You fly up until you get to the top, and you can see, sure enough, there is a nest of sorts. It's not really like a bird's nest, or not entirely. Imagine a treehouse, like a proper constructed treehouse, scaled for a giant. It's a big fucking treehouse. The doorway would be large enough to admit a horse and carriage. Probably more. It's pretty big. Then inside, It's actually a one-room dwelling. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of complicated stuff here, but you can see a small pile of gold in the middle of that dwelling. Mm-hmm. All around here as well, there are sticks and leaves and twigs and shit that have been piled up. So imagine like a bird came along to a treehouse and then turned it into a nest.
Okay. Oh.
You also see on top of that pile of gold, lying with its back like along it, with its legs all arms and legs all stretched out, is a dragon, a black dragon. This black dragon is about the size of an elephant, and its chest has been torn open. There are around the dragon and its horde inside that room.
What?
What?
There are six eggs, speckled eggs. They look like birds' eggs, but they're maybe about each one of them is about half the size of this dragon.
Adam, what?
So there's eggs around the dragon. They're not dragon eggs.
No, they're bird eggs.
They're bird eggs.
Actually, you know what? Your knowledge of nature is iffy. You don't know what sort of eggs these are. They literally look like
fish eggs.
They literally look like birds' eggs, but big.
Okay. Is there anything else around that area? Like
anything else around?
There's like the split open dragon.
Yeah.
Like an adolescent dragon, I assume.
It would be adult, probably.
An adult.
Black dragons don't tend to get as big as regular dragons.
Okay. Well, I know about black dragons. Are they the good kind or the bad kind?
Bad kind.
They're the bad
kind. Actually, fair point. No, you do know a little bit about black dragons. You know that they're evil.
Yeah.
You know that black dragons typically prefer flooded areas, like watery areas, though this is not necessarily incredibly unusual for a black dragon to live here.
Yeah, of course.
You know that they breathe acid. Mm-hmm. You know that they are of the chromatic dragons, of the evil dragons, the black, white, blue, red. They are among the weakest and among the smallest, but they're dragons nonetheless. Yeah. The one you were looking at is definitely an adult dragon.
Okay.
So it's a fully grown dragon. Mm. Okay. Well, fully grown. Adult, like beyond adult is the most powerful that a dragon gets. Mm. Something that I love about a dragon is the most powerful a dragon will be is the day it dies. They just keep getting stronger until they die.
Gotcha.
Until the gods are like, enough.
None of this. Right. Well, do I know what could have done something like this? Or a dog dragon?
You have no idea what this is.
This is something new. I've never heard of this before.
It's quite obvious that this treehouse was the dragon's lair because it's got its hoard here and it is here. Mm-hmm. And then something has killed it and used its treehouse as a nest for its eggs. Because those eggs are not dragon eggs.
They're not dragon eggs. Okay. Right. Well.
They're too big. The eggs themselves are about as big as the dragon.
This is insane. I'll kind of land, do a quick like bird look around of like, what is this?
Hey, Cass, can you roll the encounter die?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
8.
All right.
Just a hump. Air.
Wouldn't have even noticed you, to be honest.
Yes, that's a good point. I'll do a bit of a bird look around, peering at the thing with my eyes, being like, what is this?
You can see on the other side of the dragon, you hop into this place and you're immediately like, oh, the stench.
Yeah.
The other side of the dragon, on the far side of the horde, it's like an abattoir. There are creatures have been brought here and they've been torn apart and left here. Mm-hmm. You can see there's a small pile of flesh being made next to the horde. The horde is not as big as the flesh, but it is certainly getting there. Mm-hmm. The corpses are, the smallest creature is a horse.
Okay. Does it look like, so it's being butchered, the meat, does it look like it's being butchered like with tools or just with like claws and like an animal would do?
It looks like a big creature has just grabbed a horse, flown it here, probably alive, dropped it here, stood above it, and then with talons torn into it.
Right. Well, that's something I've never even heard of before. All right. I want to look over to the horde. Has it been disturbed, or is it just like
the horde looks largely left alone? Something's been walking over it. Something big has been walking over it, but has been ignoring it for the most part. You see several of those drakes here, torn up as well. They're probably the most plentiful creature, but there are horses, bears, deer, maybe even moose, other animals. Maybe a few people, but nothing smaller than like a human.
Right.
Actually, yeah. Sorry, I said horse before. Maybe human, actually, is the smallest.
Okay, well, I want to do a quick cursory look at the horde to see, like,
Anything good?
Only what I'm here.
There's a lot of gold.
Mm-hmm.
There are some items, but you are a eagle.
Yes,
and
I
will have trouble carrying most things. You could grab a piece of jewelry if you wanted.
I was thinking, this is like some kind of like a good weapon for my good friend.
You don't think you could carry a weapon?
An eagle. Grab eagle. A sword.
A bar of metal?
Yeah. Eagles are fucking... They can basically carry a toddler.
Yeah.
A sword is heavier than a toddler.
Yeah, it's fair.
Hang on. Eagles are small, so you're about the size of a halfling.
Okay.
Your strength is 6.
Okay.
So you could carry... You could still carry a bit, actually, with 6, but you'd need to stay quite unencumbered.
Look, if there's anything like hums with a magical energy, I'll be like, all right, we'll just grab that. Other than that, I'll be like, well, I'm getting out of here.
So do you want to search the hoard for something?
Not too long.
Well, you're either searching
less than an hour.
Less than no, that's not how I'm working it now. Because you're sitting in its nest, it could come back at any time.
Okay, well then I literally a cursory look,
okay,
like a glance.
Well, you can just name a. You can't spend enough time to tell if it's magical or not. You can specify what type of object you'd like to grab. You know what? I reckon you could get a sword to the edge and then just drop it off if you want.
Nah.
If they're close, they'll see. But no, I was thinking that too. I'm like, piff it out.
Yeah, just piff it out. But then like a sword, you'd be like, what's that? And then you get impaled. Well, don't put it past him. Just a bit of jewelry.
Just a bit of jewelry?
And I'd be like, no, I'll grab that and chuff on off.
All right.
And glide down.
Okay. You grab a piece of jewelry and you leave.
Land. Right.
Highs or lows? Highs or lows?
Highs, Adam.
Highs? I'm sorry. You come back with a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it's not magical. Yeah. Basically, this was just what you got.
Ah, okay.
I rolled a 10, so I was like, well, it could be quite good.
Yes, right.
Unfortunately, it's just a ring.
Yeah, there's... I'm trying to explain the situation to Big T here.
I pick up the ring and put it in my mouth.
I wouldn't do... Okay. You'd really like eating jewelry, huh?
Tastes of ring. It's probably made of brass as well. It's not even that nice a ring.
Ah, damn.
It'd be worth maybe 2 gold.
Yeah. This one's not rotten.
Yeah, this one is. Look, I thought in the sunlight it was a bit more gold.
It looked like it could have been rose gold, maybe, when you first grabbed it.
Anyway, I just flick it away.
Flip. All right. Can you roll the encounter die, please?
Let's, if we want to just quickly...
One!
Ooh. One?
Right. Everyone leaves us alone.
Right, so let's mark it down here. And I explained to Big T, there was a dragon there, but it split open eggs.
That's not the good.
Yeah, have you
ever... Does this ring any bells in my empty cavern?
No, you have not heard of a creature like this. Mm. You maybe just think big bird.
Yes, perhaps a big bird.
Sounds like a very big bird.
Maybe around the area, I'll cast detect, not detect animals, I'll cast speak to animals. Is there any animals, like anything in the immediate?
There are no animals around here.
Fuck. I tell you what.
Should we go away?
Yes. I tell you what. You're very astute there, Big T. Let's leave quickly.
Would you like to return to camp?
Yes.
All right. Cool. So that's a 3-day travel from here.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first day, can I get 2 encounter rolls?
4.
4 and...
5.
5. Second day, 2 encounter rolls.
Do a long rest.
6.
Yeah, you both get the benefit of a long rest.
And a 2.
2. All right. And for the final day?
A 10.
That's fine. You're too far away now.
7.
7? Okay. You get back to camp.
Mm. Oh, how was the poison at any time?
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me that someone's dying.
Yes.
Okay. So, first day into the journey.
So, yes. That evening, I asked if she was still a bit... She's still feeling quite sick?
Yes.
Okay.
I still feel very bad.
Okay. Well, I would have cast... perhaps, instead of wood berries, detect poison and disease. I think you're perfectly clammy and lovely.
I do feel wet, wet, yes.
Yes,
that should be better, but that don't feel good.
Yes.
You detect the presence of a disease within Big T. Big T is being consumed from within.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Yeah, you're diseased. Big T is being consumed from within by something called hurling sickness.
Oh, you have a hurling sickness.
And, if not treated, in a few days, Big T is going to start vomiting until they die from vomiting all the... Oh, yeah, sorry. Your lungs are also completely... Big T's lungs are probably riddled with holes right now. And they will either vomit blood themselves to death or drown in their own lungs.
Oh, right. Well, we need to get you out here, lickety-split.
Yes, please.
Yes. So do I know how many days they have? Because we've got a two-day journey. Is that going to be okay to get back?
A two-day journey, they will probably survive. So let me give you the... So every day, mm-hmm. you make a roll. And if you... A constitution saving throw. If you pass the constitution saving throw, you do not gain a level of exhaustion. You will die when you are at level 6 exhaustion.
Okay.
After that first night, you are at level 3 exhaustion because you failed the saving throw again. So you can fail the saving throw 3 more times.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll be back in camp if you fail, and you will hopefully have someone there who will be able to help us.
No, we have to try it. Okay. But
we'll, you pass it on the second day.
Yay!
And then on the third day, you pass it again. So you're still only at level 3 exhaustion, okay. Which is good.
Okay. I can cure you. I can heal you, but that's about it. I can't really do much.
Can't fix me.
No, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. You're trying your best.
Yes. Try to administer like any kind of like... Yeah, they have a herbalism kit, even. Just anything to kind of, like, cool her down.
I will allow, if they fail the saving throw, you can make a herbalism check, which is basically just a d20 plus your wisdom modifier. Mm-hmm. And they can substitute that as their saving throw if they failed the saving throw.
Yeah, that's good.
At level 3, you have disadvantage on ability checks, your speed is halved, and you have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. Also, the poisoned effect ends.
Oh, that's good.
Yay! Yeah. I'm metabolized.
I mean, like, the poison still... Yes. The level 3 exhaustion has the same...
Technically, anyway.
Biggest word I know.
Yeah, well, even I don't know that word. Metabolize, you say? Are you sure you're not one of those people that comb their hair?
Oh,
fancy Goliath.
You think I look like a coma?
Yes, a little sometimes.
Thank you.
Will Big T succumb to hurling sickness and leave behind a beautiful corpse? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
I love Ghouls and Ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh wait, shit, yes I do! If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as 5 buckaroonies a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery, or a monster sighting, or a ghost story, or whatever, to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.